Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Japan and China this evening. During his two-day visit to Japan from tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Japan visit has filed this report.
India and Japan have a long history of friendship rooted in spiritual affinity and strong cultural and civilizational ties. Both countries have seen significant progress in special strategic and global partnership in the last 12 years. Trade between the two countries is currently more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. The visit will also open avenues of cooperation and reaffirm India and Japan's shared commitment to peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat trans-border crimes by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols, and sharing real-time intelligence. The two countries stated this in a joint statement issued by Border Security Force BSF and Border Guard Bangladesh BGB after completion of the four-day Director General DG-level border conference in Dhaka. Both the forces emphasized the importance of the coordinated border management plan in tackling smuggling, human trafficking, illegal intrusion, and terrorism. In Maharashtra, at least 17 people have been killed and 9 others injured after a 4-story building collapsed last night in Virar East, Mumbai. Rescue operations by the NDRF, police and fire brigade are still underway, with 24 people rescued so far. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the building collapse in Virar. In Jammu and Kashmir, flood-like situation continues to prevail over vulnerable areas, even as water levels in the Jhelum River recede slowly. Offering some relief to residents, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah are personally monitoring the situation, while the Army, Air Force, Jammu and Kashmir Police, NDRF and SDRF remain on high alert to deal with any eventuality. Meanwhile, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi atop Trikuta Hills in Riasi district of Jammu remained suspended for the third consecutive day today, following a devastating landslide triggered by heavy rains at Ardhkuwari on the Yatra route that claimed several lives. Emphasizing that the safety of the pilgrims remained the top priority, authorities have urged devotees to postpone their travel till further notice. The Directorate of School Education in Jammu has ordered the closure of all government and private schools across Jammu division till Saturday. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, rose 3.5% in July this year, up from 1.5% in June. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the factory output had expanded by 5% in the same month last year. And in business news, benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.8% down each. Sensex lost 706 points to close at 80,080. Similarly, Nifty dipped 211 points to settle at 24,500. And in sports, in badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the quarterfinals of World Championships in Paris today. Sindhu defeated world number 2 Wang Ziyi of China in the round of 16. She will take on world number 9 Putri Kusuma Vardhani of Indonesia in the last 8 clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.